Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Sheriff's Office reported earlier today that a two-seat single-engine plane had crashed at the Dinsmore airstrip, sending the pilot to the hospital and leaving the passenger and student pilot with minor injuries. Two Caltrans employees who were working on Route 36 witnessed the crash and helped pull both men from the wreckage before the plane began to burn. The pilot suffered broken bones and was taken to a Reading hospital, and the cause of the crash is under investigation. Sheriff's deputies were called out to the Renner Fuel Station in Fernbridge late last night and were met by a man who said he had been assaulted and robbed just minutes earlier. The victim told deputies he had been at the Bear River Casino and he had won some cash and then called a friend identified only as Brody to ask for a ride to Fortuna. When Brody arrived, he had a female passenger in his car, a gray 1980s Toyota Celica. Instead of going to Fortuna, Brody ordered the victim out of the car at Fernbridge. A few minutes later, a man and two women confronted the victim and proceeded to attack him. The man hit the victim with a baseball bat while the women kicked him while he was on the ground. He says they stole his wallet and his cell phone and threatened to shoot him if he got up, although no gun was brandished. The victim said he did not get a good look at the attackers and could not provide a description. He was transported to the hospital for treatment of his injuries, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Yesterday morning, sheriff's deputies and members of the County Drug Enforcement Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 2800 block of Little Pond Street in McKinleyville. When officers arrived, they contacted 29-year-old John Miller, his 25-year-old girlfriend, and their two children, ages 5 and 10 months. A search of the residence found a large marijuana grow in the garage and a bedroom used for processing the weed. More than 300 plants were found, along with 4 pounds of processed marijuana and $1,100 in cash. Because the 5-year-old had access to the garage, County Child Welfare Services was called in, and the mother and children were placed in a home with a family friend. Miller was arrested, and charges of child endangerment could be added because of the charge of marijuana cultivation in a residence where a child lives. Floyd and Betty Squires have been ordered to pay the city of Eureka more than $26,000 in attorney's fees after the city was forced to defend a lawsuit brought by the Squires claiming that the city had no right to enforce code violations. Humboldt County Superior Court made the ruling today, but that does not end the battle between the city and the Squires. The city will continue with its lawsuit against the couple, alleging substandard conditions at several properties within city limits. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Eureka police are asking for the public's help in identifying a man suspected of robbing the Coast Central Credit Union at the Bayshore Mall yesterday afternoon. Witnesses say the man handed a note to a teller demanding cash and saying he was armed. The teller complied with the demand and the suspect fled and exited the building between Sears and the bank. The suspect is described as an adult white male, 30 years old, with brown hair, about 5'5", 150 pounds. He was last seen wearing a black ball cap, black rimmed glasses, a black leather jacket, a dark shirt, black tie, dark jeans, and running shoes. Anyone with information about the holdup or the suspect is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And the Super Bowl will be played on Sunday, and that means tens of millions of Americans will gather at private homes, bars, and other venues to enjoy the game, the food, and the drink associated with a Super Bowl party. Do us all a favor, though. If you're going to drink, please have a designated driver for the drive home following the game. The California Highway Patrol is asking nicely. The Fortuna Police Department will also conduct a saturation patrol in its city on Sunday as well. Last year, more than 450 drivers in California were arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence on Super Bowl Sunday, and 2 fatalities were credited to drivers who were under the influence. Motorists are encouraged to call 911 if they see a suspected driver on the road or under the influence, and the CHP also wants to remind drivers and passengers wear those seatbelts. They save lives during traffic collisions. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.